AP News, I'm Haya Punjwani. Israel's defense minister says that the Israeli military killed a top Iranian security official. Ali Larijani was killed in an overnight strike. The Israeli military also announced that it killed Gholam Reza Soleimani, the head of the Revolutionary Guard's all-volunteer besieged force. AP's Lisa Dwyer reports that Cuba's energy crisis is worsening.
Officials in Cuba are reporting an island-wide blackout in the country of some 11 million people as its energy and economic crisis deepens. Cuba says there's been a complete disconnection of the country's electrical system and says it is investigating. While Cuba blames a U.S. energy blockade for the crisis, Cuba's aging grid has drastically eroded in recent years, leading to daily outages and an increase in island-wide blackouts. President Donald Trump warned in January of tariffs on any country that would sell or provide oil to the island and has hinted at a friendly takeover of the island. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
March Madness tips off tonight, and that means the gambling industry will be active. AP's Mike Kempin.
The men's and women's basketball tournaments generate more wagering than any other event in the United States. The American Gaming Association estimates a record $3.3 billion will be legally bet on the games this year. The tournaments will tip off just 2 months after federal prosecutors announced criminal charges in a point-shaving scheme that allegedly involved six fixers, 17 former players, and four players who were active with their teams this season. Players are warned about associating with people seeking inside information about their teams or offering enticements to shave points. I'm Mike Kempin.
More than 750 flights scheduled to fly into, out of, or within the U.S. have been called off as of early this morning. This is AP News. Afghanistan is blaming Pakistan for a deadline airstrike killing hundreds of people.
Rescue crews are still digging bodies out of the rubble of a drug rehabilitation hospital in the Afghan capital Tuesday morning after officials say an overnight Pakistani airstrike killed at least 400 people in a dramatic escalation of a conflict between the two neighbors that's now into its third week. Haji Najibullah, relative of victims, says, "My son and some of my relatives were admitted to this hospital for medical care. Last night, we suddenly received news that the Pakistani government had carried out bombings and everyone was displaced. We have no information about who's alive and who's buried under the rubble." The conflict that began last month has seen repeated cross-border clashes as well as airstrikes inside Afghanistan. International calls for a ceasefire have gone unheeded. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
I'm Haya Punjwani, AP News.